I just finished a very long, weird, and wonderful book called The Overstory. It's about trees. You'd think, how long can it be if it's all about trees? It's a very, very well-written book. But in the book, there is a woman who establishes a seed bank so that everything can be preserved. And there's a description of her encounter with the media. It says, the reporters asked why her group, like every other seed bank on the planet, isn't focusing on plants that will be useful to people come catastrophe. She wants to say, useful is the catastrophe. It is true for trees. It is even more true for people. When we start seeing each other as nothing more than useful, we invite catastrophe. We claim that we can manage for ourselves, and we use others to get what we want and what we need. But in doing so, in making people useful, we disconnect ourselves from God and the body of Christ. The story of Pentecost teaches us how to see individuals and yet to see those individuals as a community, the body of Christ. It teaches us to see each of them and all of them, all of us, as not just useful, but as holy and whole. The day of Pentecost celebrates our simultaneous unity and individuality in Christ. The reading from Acts says, when the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. On that day, they were all together in one place. They were being given one mission to carry the good news of Christ, yet they were charged with doing it in their own languages and their own environments. They were not treated as useful, but as human beings representing the Christ. We devalue and we thwart God's creation when we begin to see everything and everyone as useful in getting what we want. A theologian named Martin Buber cautioned against this stance toward people in his classic book called I and Thou. One description of that book says that it suggested a personal and direct dialogue between God and the individual. And in one place in the book it says, every means is an obstacle. In other words, when you see someone as simply useful, you are not seeing God in them. The author describes two types of relationships. One is called I-it. The other is called I-thou. When we see another person as holy and whole, as part of God, we are using the approach of I, thou. When we see another person as something useful, we are approaching them as I, it. The book is, this one's short, but very difficult to read. But it opens with a quote that captures exactly what the author is trying to say in all of the dense prose that follows. The quote is, so, waiting, I have won from you the end, God's presence in each element. The end of human existence, not the terminal point, but the goal, the objective, is to see God in everything and everyone. I vow. When we see someone, on the other hand, as it, they become part of the machinery to make our lives work better. If I face a human being as I, thou, he is not a thing among things, not simply a specific point in space and time. In relation with God and in relation with one another, each person is distinct, yet part of something greater. When we see in the light of Pentecost, we see each person as having a particular self, a particular language and being, yet we see them as someone we can understand, and we should understand, someone to whom we are bound through God. Each person at the Pentecost scene spoke a particular language, but everyone knew what was going on. This is what we long for as human beings, to be known and understood deeply, and to be loved and valued nonetheless. To be known and understood by God and by the people around us. The struggle comes in my trying to be the particular person I am called to be, but also to be part of a community. It is a tension that we live in. We see the choices as only the extreme: identity without relating to the group, or groupishness without relating to our own individual identity. The reading from Genesis has the people saying, "Let us make a name for ourselves." We often see this reading about the Tower of Babel as a story talking about punishment for self-centeredness or for pride. But in the Bible, when someone, a person or a people, says, "Let us make a name for ourselves," it means we want to establish some kind of identity that will endure. Not to be famous, but to have our lives matter. We have to fight the urge to find only one or the other, universality or individuality. We are called to find both. All of us are made in God's image. Each of us is made in God's image. God tells us to live with our differences, but find unity in Christ. The story of Babel explores the world of seeing persons through I, it. We are speaking of empires. Empires which saw these people as simply cogs in machinery owned by the empire. Empires insisted that their language was the only one to be used by the people. I, it, all of you are pieces of the machinery. This story of Babel speaks of the origins of cultural difference. We are not all the same. We are not all parts of the machine. And this story of Babel is a place to start, seeing others as distinct persons, but Pentecost shows us the ideal, where the cultural differences remain in us, but we come together in one place as the body of Christ. We speak different languages, but we understand one another. We want to do either or, to live in our own groups, or to be focused entirely on our own individual needs and rights. Pentecost tells us that we are neither to live exclusively in the universal nor in the individual. We are all together in one place, speaking our own languages, but utterly at ease with others. We are called to be together, not in all of our viewpoints, our politics, our ways of speaking, but to be together in the body of Christ. Our culture today is not managing this chemistry well. American culture glorifies and favors the individual over the group. And so our society is becoming fractured into simply a collection of individuals. We speak our own language and we have no interest in the other person. There is a slipping away of community. And paradoxically, we are slipping into both narcissism and tribalism. We want to declare our special status, but we often do it by asserting that our tribe is better than the others. All of us are made in God's image. Each of us is made in God's image. We live with differences. We acknowledge them. We respect them. But we find unity in Christ. So I invite you, at some point, look at the people around you. Not just here, but everywhere. Look at yourself in the mirror. When you see a person, don't see that person through the lens of I, it. Don't see that person as merely useful, as part of the machinery. Useful is the catastrophe. See each person as I, thou. See each person as holy and whole, as part of the living God. We are individuals, but we live in God's community. Here we are, all together in one place. Amen.